Have you ever heard any names of that somebody might use for somebody who came from out of the community, came from another state, or, you know, nobody knew who they were or anything like that? Have you heard any terms for the different, for the war that was between the North and the South? People talk about it anymore?
But we lost our lease for it. He wasn't in the war at that time. The war was over, but he was in the Navy and stationed in Norfolk, Virginia. And he flew. They were operating off our airplane carrier off the coast of Norfolk that day. And this plane went down about the Atlantic somewhere.
Gosh. It seemed like they would have found something in there.
They couldn't find anything.
Gosh.
So, that was that much field song.
I guess so.
But down at my church, in the corner of my lot, my cement lot was fixed all cement all around. Over here in this corner. And I went to get my husband's monument. I talked to Larry and my children about it. I said, I'm going to have some kind of marker put down there. Because he was a member of the church. And let folks know who he lived and died. So I got a little marker that's about that high, I guess, that big. My husband's bed over here, and where I'll be buried, this will be in this corner. Got his name, James Thomas Bracken. Born, well, when he was born, November 1st, 1986. Died to what day? My parts have lost at sea. That's people, let people know he lived.
That's right. That was a good thing to do, put that up there.
I had that done when I had that by my food monument for the entire time. Him and Bob too. Now that's Bob. They both finished high school at Carmel. Finished in May, and they both went right in the Navy. Well, James had went in the Navy, you know, and then when Bob finished, oh, he had to go in the Navy too. So, Larry, that wasn't his idea, but he joined just for them, they were calling all the boys, you know.
Right.
So he knew he was going to be drafted, and he joined so he'd get in the military police.
He's
in the military police for 3 years. All time he's in service. And when his time was up, he come home. He went to work for the sheriff at Anderson. He worked for the sheriff 26 years. He was next man to the sheriff. And they got a new sheriff for Anderson County. And that, Larry didn't see him.